Welcome to Juvo Hub, your helping hand in property management education. We are so thankful that you have joined us. And please remember to follow and like us on your favorite social media outlet, which you can find in our show notes. Now let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Juvo Hub podcast. I am so grateful to have my good friend Rick Ellis back on the show today. He is an industry master, been in the business for a very, very long time, has a lot of educational sessions that he has through Ellis Consulting, webinars that he hosts. So just, and everybody knows you. So welcome, Rick, back to the show. Thank you for being with us today.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. I look forward to this topic. I love your blog. We're going to focus on one of your famous acronyms, the leasing advantage of FEP. So let's dig into it. Where did you come up with this term and what is it all about? Help our audience understand where your mind goes.
Yeah, you know, the idea of being FEP worthy or FEPed out originated when we were trying to find a single word that best describes the ideal leasing professional, the ideal on-site manager, the idea of service tech. And we had, you know, dozens of words. And so I just cheated. I couldn't think of one word. So I created the acronym FEP, which, you know, stands for friendly, enthusiastic, and professional. And I know you could even add to that, but it was short and you could pronounce it. So we got FEP. And we've been using FEP in almost all of our webinars and seminars ever since. And I apply it to my company. You know, they know what it means and they expect me to be FEP as much as I expect them to be FEP. So that's where it came from.
Love it. Love it. It has a ring to it too. FEP. It's like, it feels energetic. So we have a wide variety of listeners for the Juvo Hub podcast. And we're very grateful to all of our dear listeners out there. They may be wondering, okay, so where does this apply? So friendly, enthusiastic, professional, you kind of touched on, you use it in your webinars, you use it in your office. Where else can it go? How does it, is it something that a property management community, an organization can use beyond just the leasing concept?
Well, sure. I mean, think about it. When you're dealing with someone in business or when you're around the table with your family at Thanksgiving, wouldn't it be nice if people were friendly, enthusiastic, maybe even professional? Let me mention that later, though, the idea of being professional at home. Noodle on that one for a minute. It's kind of an interesting thought. But anyway, yeah, FEP, of course, we started out using it to apply to leasing. Mm-hmm. And obviously, in the leasing presentation, you know, that first impression is the lasting impression. And so being friendly is critical. In fact, it should be on every leasing professional's job description. You know, and it shouldn't say be friendly. It should say be perceived as friendly. Because that's what it's really all about. It's not about how someone feels about themselves. Mm-hmm. It's how the person they're dealing with feels about them and how they're perceived. And then on the other side of FEP is that P word for professional. And we have to have professional because you can obviously be too friendly or inappropriately friendly. You know, I mean, it's like I was shopping a property, always years ago, you know, and the lady was going to get like 110 points on a 100 point shopping report. She was award winning, closed me three times. And then at the end, she invited me up to her apartment. No, wait, it's not that bad. Not that bad. It was for a party that night she was having with friends, but that was too friendly.
Yeah.
She needed more of the end letter, in fact, professionalism. So that's why the professionalism balances out. And, you know, professionalism, it starts with how you look, obviously. You know, I think we need to look like someone that our residents want to pay that biggest expense to every month, obviously, or that rental prospect wants to entrust their family to for their new home. But how you look is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, being professional is so much more. In fact, let me just kind of talk about that for a minute here, because, you know, how do you define professional? People have all kinds of definitions. If you Google it, you'll get all kinds of really neat, heady types of quotes about being professional. I kind of break it down. You know, to me, being professional means that you have the knowledge and you have the interest and you have the desire and the inclination to do and say the right thing in the right way right now. Simple.
Yeah.
You can do the right thing in the right way right now. You can say the right thing in the right way right now. And the more professional you are, you know, especially in our industry, the more responsibilities you're given. I mean, frankly, you go up the ladder, you make more money. I mean, we'll assume that our regional supervisors are more professional. They're not better people, but they've become professional because of the two things that make you that way. To be more professional, you need education and experience. And experience may be more important than education, frankly. What do they say? Experience is the best education. So obviously our supervisor may be more educated, or they may have more experience, which makes them more professional. And if I want to be more professional, then I seek training, education. And obviously I learn from my experiences. And every time I learn how to zig instead of zag, I'm one more step to being more professional, being able to say and do the right thing in the right way right now. Anyway, that's you know,
yeah,
breaking it down makes it easy that way.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like, you know, a lot of people have a mantra of some sort. They kind of wake up to get their day going. Everyone has something that's pretty unique to them. I feel like this is just a component to add, is from a work perspective, from a apartment leasing perspective. If we want to get that granular, it's like we have to get our FEP on. When you see that prospect coming in the door, or you're answering an email for a prospect, whatever the communication is, it's like, what am I doing right now? Do I have my FEP? Am I in that mode of being friendly, enthusiastic, and professional?
You got to put some FEP in your step.
That's right. Exactly. I love it. So many fun rhyming things, but it's fundamental. And I love that you bring that to the table, Rick, and you continue to bring that to the table, because there's all kinds of gadgets out there. You and I've talked tech stuff before, and it's like, yeah, there's been a lot of things out there that have helped aid in apartment leasing, home leasing, rentals in general. But it always comes back down to the person, you know, and how you treat each other, human on human interaction. So I wanted to come back around. You talked a lot about the professional component, and I think that's such a critical item. For the other components, though, so you mentioned, you know, that I may think I'm being friendly, but the perception is there that maybe there's something that is being noticed by that future resident, or that prospect rather, excuse me, that they don't think I'm friendly. So anything else you can share with our audience from that perspective of what do we do to make sure that our energy, our aura, so to speak, is giving off that friendly and enthusiastic vibe to whoever we're interacting with.
Yeah, and if you don't mind, let me kind of broadly address that.
Sure.
Of course, in the leasing presentation, you know, you want to be immediately someone who is easy to connect with. You know, and that may have to do with the leasing professional's personality, but it really has even more to do with the on-site team member's decision to act friendly. You know, it's not a matter of waiting till you feel friendly. And in fact, you know, you've heard people say, well, when you get to know him, he's really friendly.
Right.
Yeah, but that's not good enough. I mean, it would be better if you were the meanest person in town who can be perceived as friendly, right, than if you're the friendliest person in town who comes across aloof and disinterested. You know, I mean, it's really true. It's a perception. Perception's reality. And if you want to know kind of what maybe it looks like, you know, being friendly is someone who knows how to listen maybe more than talk, right. Who knows how to notify their face, you know, when they're friendly. That means the big smile. They shift the spotlight to others, you know. They don't act like they're self-important or like the person that they're dealing with is an interruption. I mean, all those things have to do with being friendly. And they're what the prospect or the resident or the customer can see with their eyes and hear with their ears. You know, it's even the tone of voice.
Yeah.
So being friendly, it encompasses so much. And it's the most important initial part of creating relationship. And I kind of come into that because FAP is all about creating relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're friendly in a professional way, you can connect quickly with someone. And you know, guys, the end results here is we want to lease an apartment or we want to keep a resident longer. And people respond positively to people who they perceive as friendly, enthusiastic, and professional. So, you know, you don't have to just reach deep inside to your sunshine to be friendly.
Right.
You know, you don't have to, really, you don't. You have to be friendly.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to, and to me, that's what I love about the real professional on site. They can be having the worst day, Jonathan, and when a customer walks in the door, a prospect, a resident, boom, they're friendly.
Yep.
I love that. I love that. That's a real professional. They can say and do the right thing in the right way right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like that old movie. I'm going to really date myself here. I don't know if you remember this movie or not, from with Sylvester Stallone. Is it Over the Top, the arm wrestling one?
Yeah.
Remember that one? So in that, when he was about ready to really bring his A game to the competition, he would turn his hat, you know, and it's old movie, but you know, I never forgot that. It's like, okay, I am now ready for what's in front of me. And it was just a very symbolic item where he would turn his,
right,
his baseball yeah. cap. And I, to your point, you know, I see that and I feel that, I mean, I feel that way too. Sometimes I'm on just regular calls and it's just, man, the last 3 hours have been brutal with craziness work-wise, but exactly to your point. It's like, okay, I am about to engage with a customer. I'm about to engage with a future customer, a client, or whatever the case may be. And I got to turn that hat, so right. to speak, to be ready.
It's a decision. It's yeah. a decision. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think you kind of touched on this too, Rick, when that person is, well, let me rephrase this. Sometimes maybe, and I would like your comments on, we have seasoned leasing professionals that may be listening to this. We may have new apartment leasing professionals also that are listening to this. With other guests in the show, and I know you and I have chatted about it, because of policies in property management, which are very, very important, sometimes the leasing process can get very scripted. And so they're so concerned about, okay, I have A, B, C, D components of what I'm supposed to do when a prospect walks in, that they're so focused on that functional component that they lose that friendliness because they're perceived as, okay, I'm just another person that's walking in that they're trying to check their boxes. Any comments on that? Like, how does one balance it out, the friendly with requirements that their community may have for them?
Well, you know, there's no question that you know, we have a process in leasing and we need to follow that. You know, and I think as leasing professionals become more mature and more tenured, more experienced, that process is not so awkward. But you're right, sometimes the process becomes more important than the prospect. And when that happens, you lose your FAP.
Yeah.
You know, because then you're processing instead of prospecting. And so I think, again, a new leasing professional may be learning the process, and that may sometimes make her less able to connect, or him. But I think through experience, you get the process down and are able to more fully focus on the prospect. Now, for people that may be listening that are in charge of creating processes, you might want to ask your sales professional, you know, the people that really do the sale, the people that have the inclination and the personality to sell apartments or whatever, ask them about the process, you know, and what it might do to their rhythm and to their ability to use that God-given personality, you know, to make connection and motivate and create people's desire to lease an apartment, you know, right now. Yeah. But I'm with you there. Process can get in the way of prospecting.
Yeah,
for sure.
Very good. Yeah. I know you've seen a lot, and I know you teach this in your classes too. You know, there's just a variety out there, and whether we're new at it or we've been in it for a while, it's always good just to kind of take a little honest look in the mirror, so to speak, and just be like, okay, where am I at with this? So get your FEP on all aspects. So to kind of wrap up this conversation, and for our audience, Rick's got a ton of blogs on his website, ellisconsulting.com. You can see a lot more content related to this topic for sure. Also in his classes that he teaches, you can sign up for those there. To bring it home for us, Rick, what does it take? How do you become more FEP worthy? What does FEPness look like? I love that too. I love that question you sent over, FEPness, because it makes me think of, okay, immediately I think fitness and okay, I got to stretch. I got to get ready for this. Time for
that kind of brings us back to the middle letter in FEP.
Okay.
That middle letter, that E stands for enthusiasm. Okay. And that's the so-called pixie dust of FEP. That's what makes the friendliness and the professionalism really work. I mean, enthusiasm, it's a cool word. It's like a lot of our English words. It comes from Greek roots. The Greek root is enthiamos, enthiamu, enthiame. You know, it meant literally in God. Don't worry, I'm not going to preach to you. But what it meant to the Greek mind, this is really cool. Enthusiasm, yeah. The root meant in spirit or in relationship. Isn't that neat? I mean, in other words, enthusiasm has to do not with hype, you know, or getting excited just for excitement's sake, but it has to do with that ability to connect with people. I mean, like when you have some new clothing, you know, a new tie or a new blouse, when you put it on, you're enthusiastic about it, but it's not really the clothing. It's because of the way the clothing allows you to relate to other people. I mean, that's really what enthusiasm is. And so that enthusiasm is what gives someone the ability to be friendly and professional in a way that treats human beings right. One of my favorite sayings, you know, is when you have the choice to be right or to be kind, always choose to be kind. And that even applies in leasing, you know? I mean, if your prospect says that color is green and it's really blue, just nod your head.
Yeah. Right, right? Whatever you see, right.
Yeah, sure. And so that enthusiasm, I think, enthusiasm is the thing that I think really, really brings it home. But again, it has to do with, I think, your inclination to want to connect with people, you know, and it's not a kind of thing that you either have or you don't. It's the kind of thing that you have to really bring up inside and understand. And, you know, I just, you know, we play around with that word FEP too, about being something that can apply to any part of your life. You know, sometimes in my little company, in our daily Zoom call we have now, even after COVID, we still Zoom. Talk about sometimes how FEP applies at home and how FEP applies to each other. Can you imagine if an on-site team was FEP with one another, how much more fluid that group would be? Or talk about if a family's FEP around the Thanksgiving table, if they're friendly, enthusiastic, and professional. Seriously, wouldn't family be even more pleasant? Just a thought. Throw that out there, you know. A little extra from Rick, no charge.
No, but I mean, you're right. Because sometimes it is a mental, we're bombarded with challenges. It could be personal, could be something we've seen in the news, could be something that happened at work. There's a lot of things that happen on a daily basis that can really mess with our mojo, so to speak. And it takes concerted effort to, you know, process whatever that is, either put it aside for another time and or just deal with it and then come back to the table, depending on the situation. But it is a mental exercise. I totally agree with you to be able to come back to the FEP, you know, switch gears and whatever's happening and bring it back around.
And let me just say, as a way to actually implement this, a way to really use this information to better yourself, you need to think about the saying that you act your way into a better way of feeling. And when you don't feel FEP, which we all have those days, instead of acting that out, you make a decision to act FEP. I'm going to act friendly. I'm going to act professional. I'm going to act enthusiastic, you know, like I really want to have a relationship. And I guarantee you, you'll start feeling better. Because when you're consciously deciding not to be FEP, not only do others, you know, get penalized, but you feel worse yourself. It's just it's a whole better way to live life.
Amen to that, man. Amen to that. Yeah. I just, throughout this whole podcast, I've had this visual in my head, you know, go to a sports stadium and people are always chanting something. There's always a chant of some sort, whether it's a player, whether it's the team song or whatever the case may be. And I think of the leasing office right now and having everyone in there going, FEP, 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 you know, just like standing on their chairs and like rallying to make sure the day is ruled with a lot of FEPness. So
love it. Awesome. That might be a good way to start every day. The on-site team get their hands in a circle and yell, ready, FEP.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. That morning huddle. Yeah. So good. Very good. I love it. So for our listeners, again, reminder, please check out Rick's blog, ellisconsulting.com. He also has a newsletter that he sends out
We have a Monday quick tip that you can subscribe to right there on our website and webinars nationwide through a lot of the apartment associations. So, you know, hopefully we'll cross paths.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Well, I appreciate you being on the show. Any social connections? Can people connect with you on LinkedIn if they haven't already done
so?
Sure.
LinkedIn, definitely. And also, you know, Facebook. But in fact, my good friend Jonathan Saar helps me to produce on my LinkedIn. Thank you.
My pleasure. Our pleasure. Yeah, we enjoy working with you. And I'm so grateful that you had the time available to come to the show, because these topics like this is what Juvo Hub Podcast is all about. It's just a good taste of education that's out there, directing people to good opportunities, awesome opportunities for more education through what you and your team provide. So thank you, Rick, so much for being on the show today. We appreciate all of you listeners. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, class dismissed. Take care, everyone.